I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest, Jan Holden, is a 38-year stage 4 cervical cancer survivor who, through a strong determination, Reiki, and diet change, overcome cancer without chemo, surgery, or radiation. She's an ordained minister, Reiki master, EFT coach, tuning fork and sound therapist with over 35 years experience. She offers Terra Essential Oral products as well as Nikon magnetic products. She also offers advice on dietary change and supplements that you may be lacking. Hair analysis and saliva testing are also available through her office, as well as pH testing and iodine deficiency test. When faced with cancer, she went against her family's wishes and did not use the conventional methods of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Instead, she took a class in Reiki and learned to work on herself. Later, she went on to become a Reiki master and now uses her skills to make a difference in other people's lives. Reiki is a hands-on modality that balances the energy of the body, allows the healing process to take place. Jan's specialty is distant Reiki, where she works with a picture or a name. Reiki can be used on animals and literally anything with energy, including machines. Jan offers many other modalities, including EFT, Emotional Freedom Technology, or tapping, sound vibration therapy, including OHM and color, tuning forks, drumming, singing bowls, and also uses crystal, organite, and pendulum in her work. She also offers ear candling and magnetic therapy and rollout, and often combines some of these techniques. Her specialty is a combination tuning fork Reiki session with special deep relaxation music and colored light, which she calls the work. More information is available on her website, http://janholden.webs.com/aboutme.htm. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Jan, and I look forward to hearing about your cancer journey. When you were diagnosed with cervical cancer, what was your diagnosis?
Okay, I was told I had stage 4 cervical cancer. And, of course, it was a total shock.
And when was that, Jan?
I believe it was spring of 79.
And what symptoms did you have?
Actually, I didn't have any symptoms. Oh. I just had gone in for a normal pap smear, which is about the only thing I use doctors for. It came back, that's what I had.
And what did your doctor want to do?
Well, she wanted me to, I think, have a hysterectomy and then opt for chemo. And so my family wasn't really into doctors a whole lot. Not that they were against them, but they weren't into them. And so, and I just didn't want to do it. So I kind of came home and told my family, hey, this is what they said, but I'm not going to do any of that. And they were shocked.
And what did you want to do, or what did you decide to do?
Well, I really didn't know. And so the funny thing is, within like a couple days, one of my girlfriends called me and said, hey, there's going to be this Reiki class. Do you want to go to it? And I go, I don't even know what it is. So she told me. And so we went. It was a 3-day, very intense class. And so after that class, I knew that's what I'm going to do. So basically, I went back to my doctor and said, I'm not doing any of the things you want me to do. I'm going to do Reiki. And I explained to her what it was, and she basically laughed at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just asked for my paperwork and walked out. And I ended up going to another doctor and gave him all the paperwork. And basically, I kind of laid down what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I want you to test me for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of 3 months, if it's gone, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, we'll talk about it. And so, you know, I told him I was laughed out of the other doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't laugh, but he said, you know, it's not scientific, and I find this hard to believe, but I'll go along with you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he was going to humor me. So monthly I'd go in and he'd, I guess, do a biopsy on me. And each time it came back a little bit better. And he's like, So, yeah. So the third month it came back, it was gone. And so he said, I can't believe this. And I said, well, you know, been seeing me for 3 months. And so he said, well, maybe I did it in the wrong place. And I go, really, how much space do you have to work with? And so I said, I'm out of here. So that was that. He talked to me and said, you know, I don't want you coming back to me in 5 years and suing me because I didn't treat you for your cancer.
Right.
And I said, if you want a written statement from me, I'll give you one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember if that ever happened, but at the time I had a pet shop and I was open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come in on Sundays to talk to me and see how I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was pretty cool, and that was the last time I was to a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you change your diet, or what was your diet at the time?
Okay. My father was pretty much a health nut way back when, kind of in the Jack LaLanne thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad juiced and he fasted and all that stuff. So basically, I grew up on always home-cooked meals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't perfect by any means compared to what, you know, we should do now, but a lot of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, as I got more into all this stuff, I realized, you know, diet is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And with cancer, you need to be alkaline, cut out sugar, all that. So, I mean, to this day, I still cook from scratch, maybe 5% of what I cook. Occasionally, if I'm lazy, I'll open a can of beans or something like that. But normally, everything is from scratch. We eat a lot of vegetables, 3 to 6 servings at night. And a small portion of meat or fish or chicken. Drink a lot of water and, you know, stay away from sugar, starches, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued the whole time to work on myself, I think, probably for a year doing the Reiki on myself. And it just led me into other things.
Were you praying or meditating or doing any of the spiritual things at the time?
I don't meditate in the typical sense.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to spirit or my guides, the angels, whatever you want to say. That probably wasn't a big, big part of it. I made sure I worked on myself faithfully all the time with the Reiki. And my friend that went through class, you know, kind of worked on me occasionally, too. So, you know, that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm. So you think it was then primarily the Reiki?
Yes, I definitely do.
Mm-hmm. It was so fast because even mine, when I had lung cancer, and it was, I didn't have symptoms either, so I figure it must have been stage 1 or 2 for me, but they didn't have stages at that time. But it took 2 years, and I used Laetril and a lot of supplements and a vegan diet and, you know, a prayer, meditation, affirmations, mm-hmm. etc. But it took 2 years with mine, mm-hmm. and I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone that overcame it in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it's embarrassing for me to tell people that it mm-hmm. was such a short thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very big on supplements, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we take turmeric, we take astragalus,
mm-hmm.
and a lot
mm-hmm.
of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I am big on that. But I also
But were you back then taking supplements and all, too? Back in...
Well, I started afterwards, yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. my father always took a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. and I used to always laugh at him. And, you know, now I look up in the sky and I say, you're probably laughing at me now because I'm following in your footsteps.
Right,
but,
right.
But I think my journey was about making me into the person I am now to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And yours probably was, too. I mm-hmm. mean, 2 years. Yeah, it sounds like a long time,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? Look how long it's been for you. So it
right.
was, you know, I mean, there's all different ways to look at it.
Right. And you never had a recurrence then because you said you hadn't been back.
Well, not that I know of.
Right.
You know, because I've never gone to the doctor.
Tell us a little bit more about the Reiki because you're doing that now with other people. Have you had anyone come to you that had cancer that you used Reiki with?
Yes. Okay, my biggest thing, so after, I'll try to keep this short,
mm-hmm.
after my bout with cancer, well, actually the first night I came home from class, I worked on my father.
Mm-hmm.
And my father had a big tumor on the back of his neck that was entwined in a spinal column.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said they couldn't get it out, and his neck movement was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So that very first night, I worked on him, excuse me, and that tumor shrunk down to almost nothing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so that was like, he and I were like, wow. My mom thought we were all crazy, and my husband just kind of goes along with everything. So, you know, I had all different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I worked on people for, you know, friends
mm-hmm.
and family, for whatever. I mean, I could tell you some stories that would take 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, 10 years ago, my friend's niece, who was 40 years old, called me, and she had just started chemo, and she had stage 4 cervical cancer that had also metastasized into her liver, and she had 7 tumors. And the doctors basically only gave her 5 years. I'm sure you know liver cancer is very
right.
hard. So I, you know, because I'm not a doctor, I can't say, okay, this is what you need to do. So I can only advise people to look up, you know, things I suggest, and they go from there. So she went on Bill Henderson's diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard of him.
Right, right.
High alkaline, very expensive. I mean, just going through his protocols. And then she took the supplements I suggested, and I worked on her daily for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
She still continued with the chemo, and the doctors, you know, said, this is not going to stop your cancer. I don't want to say it's not going to stop it. I don't remember exactly what they said, but it's only going to give you a little more of a lifespan. And so, long story short, after working on her daily for 6 months, she quit the chemo and walked out of there cancer-free. No tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors were like astounded. I actually have all her records
mm-hmm.
from the whole time and all the different changes, the changes in her blood cell count, her anemia,
mm-hmm.
Just everything. She continued working the whole 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was, the great thing was she was in Colorado. So I worked on her distantly. And so, the next year, she flew here to meet me. And so, you know, that was quite an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And so she stayed for a week. And anyway, yesterday was her birthday, and we stay in touch. So it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, I believe, last year to get a checkup, and she's still cancer-free.
Good.
And she still watches her diet. You know, mm-hmm. people can't
right.
expect to just go back to eating a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was, I'm going to say, my biggest success story, because it was such a big, long, drawn thing. But any success with cancer is great.
Mm-hmm. Great.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've worked on many people mm-hmm. with cancer, but a lot of people think when they come to me or talk to me, because of what I do, they don't have to give up their bad eating habits or mm-hmm. smoking or whatever. And they also think they don't have to, you know, mm-hmm. keep doing that once they're through it. And so there's a lot of times that I tell people, you know, I can't help you. It's not just me. You have to want to help yourself.
Right, right.
So, you know, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people just think, you know, the magic touch one time and they're good to go.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Well,
so then, it's the same thing with anything.
Mm-hmm. Then, Jan, would you like to tell us about your services, products, and how the listeners can reach you?
Okay, basically, I have a little office in Red Bluff, and I see clients there by appointment. I also do probably 75% of my work is distantly. I'm mm-hmm. a very strong distant person. But I expect people to communicate with me constantly, so I know, you know, I'm moving on the right direction with them.
Mm-hmm.
So at my office, I basically have a session that I've put together that's many different protocols. But besides Reiki, I use tuning forks, which are a vibrational type of therapy. And I also do a lot of I'm going to say other ancient. So a lot of people think some of this stuff is strange.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree it is. This is a cowboy town. I have a lot of gals that are barrel racers or whatever. I work on them. I work on their horses. But they've dragged their husbands into me.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are like, oh, yeah, right. They still come back. And mm-hmm. so a lot of times I can just adjust somebody's back rather than going to the chiropractor. I use Reiki and my tuning forks, and that adjusts their back.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Reiki is, for people that don't know, is basically a hands-on type of healing thing. So it's just a very simple technique that came about by a Japanese guy many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he passed it on down. So it's been very powerful to me. I'm very passionate about it. And if there's anything that needs to be done, that's the first thing I turn to.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done many things with it. My husband broke his ankle when we were taking country dance lessons and had our first dance coming up. And at the end of the week, he didn't have to have a cast on, and we danced.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was shy about saying what I did, so we just said the doctor misdiagnosed him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not shy about what I do now, and I've been doing it professionally for, I guess, almost 10 years, so anyway.
Now, do you have a website?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. My website is www.jan, with two N's. J-A-N-N Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N, .webs.com. And so that pretty much tells about me. It tells about my services, and I actually have a lot of health tips on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And people can also contact me through Facebook, through Jan mm-hmm. Holden. My business is actually Purple Sage Sound and Touch Therapy, but it's easier just to keep up with the Jan Holden mm-hmm. Facebook thing.
And you said that you do most at a distance. So do you use Skype or telephone, or how do you do?
No, none of that.
No, no.
If people can, I have them send me a picture, and they have to send me their full name. And of course, I've consulted with them on many things before I start working on them. And then they don't even have to be aware of what time I'm working on them or anything. I just do it. I say, okay, I'm going to do it on Friday. Normally, I get up at 5 o'clock, and that's when I do my distant work. So today, I've already worked on 3 people and a dog. I have a bunch of people that use me regularly. And I have one girl I've been working on for like working with for about 3 years. She finally came into the office the first time. She goes, wow, I've been missing this. Because I do a lot of different things in the office, and some of it's fun. Kind of basically what I'm about.
Well, I thank you very much, Jan. This has been interesting, and I'm especially excited about your overcoming cancer so quickly. I've had Reiki. I was in a Search for God group, and most of the people did Reiki. I did therapeutic touch, but they all did Reiki. And so I have had Reiki, and I know how effective it can be. So I thank you very much. And
I thank you, Carl, for allowing me to share my story.
Thank you. My second guest, Robin Ashley, grew up in Colorado, where she learned to love and respect nature and our planet. And her deep love for animals led her to live a vegan lifestyle. Robin has been passionate about natural health since 2003, when her beloved Cocker Spaniel, Jesse, became extremely ill, and the vet informed her that nothing could be done. Not believing this was true, she began desperately researching and trying natural cures, and within 30 days, Jesse was back to normal. When Robin took Jesse to the vet and discussed what she had done for him, the vet acknowledged that it was remarkable, but that he could do nothing about it and could not share the information because it was not medicine. Robin left the vet's office that day very angry and confused. She didn't understand why he felt that organic food and herbs were not medicine, especially since it was the father of medicine, Hippocrates, who said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." Since that day, Robin has spent thousands of hours researching natural health. But nothing has had a bigger impact on her health and overall life than CBD hemp oil that she will speak about today. She is a distributor for Canaway products, and her website is CBDwillchangeyourlife.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Robin, and I look forward to hearing about CBD. Now, first, can you tell us, how did you get involved with CBD?
Well, for my own personal story on how I got involved, my husband and I live in northern Arizona, where we have very nasty spiders, and we were actually cutting firewood, and I received multiple spider bites. I've actually been involved in natural health for about 14 years, and so when I, you know, saw that I had these spider bites, my first reaction was definitely don't go to the hospital or the doctor, just use some essential oils, you know, and some other natural remedies on it. And I did that for about 4 days, and it became very obvious that I was not making any progress. And so I ultimately had to go to urgent care. It got that bad. And they gave me, you know, the standard antibiotics and steroids, and went home, took those. Seemed like it was going to get a little better near the end of the prescription, but as soon as the prescription ran out, the infection started to spread, and it became very aggressive. This went on for nearly 5 months. I ended up seeing multiple doctors, tried over 50 different natural cures, multiple prescriptions. Nothing could stop this infection. It covered 90% of my body, and it was extremely painful. It itched. My skin was just like erupting, and I don't even know how to explain it. It was just horrible, horrible thing. And ultimately, the doctor's solution was amputation. So not wanting to go down that one-way street, I decided to keep trying. And fortunately, my good friend had just learned about CBD and suggested that I try that. Now, unfortunately, I tried a couple different brands, not knowing what to look for and having no CBD education. And tried a couple of different brands, had no success. Ultimately, I tried the third brand, had great success, and began learning more and more about CBD and have been very much an advocate of it ever since.
Great. Now tell us, what is CBD?
Well, CBD stands for cannabidiol. There are over 100 known cannabinoids within the cannabis plant. CBD is actually the one that is the most prevalent and also has been studied the most and found to have many therapeutic benefits. It is non-psychoactive. Many people, when they think of the cannabis plant, they naturally think of THC, which is the psychoactive component. But CBD can actually come from both the hemp plant and the marijuana plant.
And how is hemp different than marijuana?
Well, the easiest way to explain the difference is that hemp can grow wild in nature, where marijuana cannot. In order to get marijuana, someone has to actually separate the male and the female plants. So in nature, hemp will grow very tall, 10 to 20 feet tall, and it looks very similar to bamboo. And it's naturally high in CBD and very low in THC, which again is a psychoactive component. So when those male and female plants get separated, that causes the female plants to stay very short and bushy-like, produces many more leaves and buds on it. And that causes the THC content to go way up, and it decreases the CBD content. So basically, the two types of plants are opposite in CBD and THC. For example, in the hemp plant, THC is 3% or less, where in the marijuana plant, the THC content is 20% or higher. So very different plants.
I use hemp because it's the, as I understand it, the only plant-based complete protein.
There is one other.
Oh, is there?
Quinoa.
How do you spell it?
Q-U-I-O-N-A.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that complete? Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, it has all of your amino acids, essential amino acids, yes.
Oh, great.
Yep, that and hemp seed. Those are the two go-to foods for people like me who are vegan.
That's what I need because I'm also vegan. And
awesome.
I have trouble getting enough protein, I know. So that's good to know. And you've talked about how you use the CBD, but also how important is it then to the health of people?
CBD is actually very important to our health, and I'm so happy that the truth is finally coming out. Way back in 1937, what happened was a couple families who had owned lumber mills and newspapers saw hemp as a threat to their paper industry. And so they actually were the ones behind this driving force and the propaganda causing people to believe that hemp and marijuana were the same thing and creating all this fear and making everyone want to get rid of hemp and marijuana. And since then, we have had no CBD in our food chain. And it is the most important thing to our body. Quote Dr. David Allen, who is a cannabinoid researcher. He says that the discovery of the endocannabinoid system is the single most important medical discovery ever. And then he goes on to say that manipulation of the endocannabinoid system will save more lives than are currently being saved by surgery. And this is a retired heart surgeon saying this. So within our bodies, we have that endocannabinoid system, the largest self-regulatory system in the human body. And it's responsible literally for everything. How much pain we have, our memory, our appetite, inflammation, literally anything that our body does relies on that endocannabinoid system doing its job. And the way that we feed it or manipulate it, as Dr. David Allen puts it, is by ingesting high quality and high potency CBD. Prior to 1937, we had no problem getting CBD into our diet. Hemp pretty much grew everywhere. People would either eat it the way we eat any other green, or the animals would eat it, and then people would consume the animals. So there was a constant flow of CBD. But since 1937, we are all very, very deprived. There's actually something that I encourage people to Google called endocannabinoid deficiency. And you can see how all diseases and illnesses are tracked back to that endocannabinoid system not being able to do its job. And, of course, obviously, one of those big, big things that happen when we're deficient is inflammation starts to increase in the body. And we all know how inflammation just is an ever-growing snowball of problems.
Robin, when I look on Facebook, I see all different kinds of CBD products. How does a newbie tell one from another, and how would a person decide what is appropriate for them with their own conditions?
And that's very important. Like I said, when I first used CBD, I had no clue what to look for. All I knew was look for CBD. Well, unfortunately, because this is the fastest growing industry of our lifetime, there are many people who just want to cash in on that. And so, unfortunately, not everything on the shelves or everything that you can buy online is something that you should be putting in your body. So a couple things to look for when you're looking at a CBD product is, first of all, learn how to read the label. So if it says CBD on the front, it doesn't matter if it says CBD 500 milligrams or CBD 1,000 milligrams. What you want to do is look at the label in the back. Look in the nutritional breakdown. There's a couple little tricks that some companies use when creating their label. One is that in the nutritional label, they will put hemp oil. Well, hemp oil is not CBD hemp oil. The hemp oil is coming from the seed of the plant. The CBD-rich hemp oil is coming from the stalk. So I like to explain it like the difference between pumpkin and pumpkin seed. Both great things, but definitely very different. So the first thing to look for is, how is it explaining? Is it saying hemp oil, or is it saying phytocannabinoid hemp oil? So phytocannabinoid oil, hemp oil, is just telling you that they have phytocannabinoids in there. But remember, I told you that there's over 100 known cannabinoids within the hemp plant. So unless they're telling you specifically how much of that phytocannabinoid oil is CBD, you don't know if there's any CBD in there. It's very possible that they have extracted that CBD, sold it elsewhere, and they're putting the rest of the cannabinoids in this product. So those are really important things to know how to read. Then beyond that, look at the rest of the ingredients. Unfortunately and fortunately at the same time, hemp is an incredible plant cleaning up our environment. It is being used for phytoremediation. And it can clean our soil, our air, our water. Wonderful for Mother Earth. Not wonderful for putting that plant into our bodies, because now it's full of those contaminants. So you want to make sure that the product you're ingesting is tested. Many products that have been pulled from the shelves and tested by the FDA, they have found things in them like heavy metals, toxic fertilizers, alcohol, even E. coli. So if your product that you're taking for your health hasn't been tested and they can prove that there's three of these contaminants, you need to keep looking. Mm-hmm. Don't stop with that one. Keep mm-hmm. going, keep going. And then as far as how much each person should take, what the scientists who are studying this have determined is that the optimal amount for most people is 50 milligrams a day. That's 50. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking and comparing products as well, look at what is it going to cost you to get those 50 milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps you select which product is going to be best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people who have more serious health challenges, like myself, when I started, I was taking about 120 milligrams of CBD daily. It's completely safe to take higher amounts as long as you're positive the product you're taking doesn't contain those nasty, you know, contaminants in that. But you can take a higher amount and then back down to that maintenance level of about 50.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get a feel for what's right for your body, kind of like your water amount. You know, everyone drinks a different amount of water, but as you take your intake, you know what's right for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, Robin, because I drink usually a gallon of water a day. But my brother, he died when he was 91, 92, and he told me he never drank more than a glass or two of water a day. And I thought that was dangerous. I mean, I had no idea that you could. I mean, he said he, and I think most of that was in coffee or tea. I don't know if he ever drank water. And I thought that you couldn't survive that kind of fluid intake, I mean, with what I drink. And he never got confused. My thinking is, you know, the elderly frequently, they get confused and they get all these minor symptoms and it's a result of not drinking enough fluids. But he never seemed to have any of those symptoms. So, as you say, everyone's different.
Yes, very much so.
Robin, people talk about THC and CBD. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about the two of them?
Sure. Well, the biggest difference is the THC has the psychoactive component. That is what attracts many people to it. Now, there are people who have been hearing and learning the health benefits of THC, and they most definitely do have health benefits. All of the cannabinoids have some health benefits. But again, the biggest difference is that the CBD has so many more health benefits than all of the other cannabinoids. So ideally, when you're seeking out a CBD supplement, you're going to want something that is full spectrum, meaning it contains all of those cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
There's different rules of thought out there. Some people believe that the ratio should be a certain way. Other people believe that if you're not getting THC with the CBD, that it's not going to do anything at all. Unfortunately, I, you know, would encourage those people to be very open-minded and look at the new research that mm-hmm. is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly studying this. There's just such groundbreaking information that literally every day there's something new discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But in the new research, what they're finding is that if you have that full spectrum, including all the cannabinoids as well as THC, that is beneficial. However, you don't need the high amount of THC that many people feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to that, there's even been studies done in Mexico where they're using a CBD isolate. They've used this for children with very severe seizure disorder. And the only reason that they used it is because the country of Mexico would not allow a CBD product into the country if it contained any THC at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did this study with the CBD isolate up against a pharmaceutical CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And the results were extremely eye-opening to everyone as far as the incredible results that they received using just that CBD isolate. The thing that's really amazing about that study is the doctor who did it. He has been treating people with seizure disorder for many years, giving them very strong pharmaceutical drugs and also doing surgery on them where parts of the brain are removed in an attempt to control those seizures.
Mm-hmm.
What he has said is that he will never write another prescription or do another surgery until he has exhausted a CBD regime with his patients.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty groundbreaking, that that is his first line of attack now.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we definitely can see that by, you know, keeping up with the latest research, that we're learning more and more about CBD and how just incredible it is and necessary to our health.
Mm-hmm. Now, Robin, as far as pain, bone pain is one of the most severe with cancer patients. Will CBD control the pain that one has from bone cancer?
Well, here's the amazing thing about CBD and how it interacts with that endocannabinoid system. And part of that questioning or that line of questioning comes from the way that we were all raised to believe.
Mm-hmm.
We were all raised to believe if this hurts, you treat it with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have this situation, you treat it with this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that endocannabinoid system, that's going truly to the root of the cause. So it doesn't matter if a person has diabetes, fibromyalgia, or dementia.
Mm-hmm.
You feed that endocannabinoid system what it needs. The best way to explain that endocannabinoid system is, imagine it's a sponge within the body. If you were fortunate enough to have been breastfed as an infant, you received CBD at that time because mother's breast milk is very rich in CBD. Since then, however, that sponge starts to dry up. And when you ingest high-quality, high-potent CBD oil, that sponge comes right back to life. However, it has a mind of its own. It's an intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It decides what it wants to work on first.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, when I started getting the right CBD, within 3 days, I had massive improvement of my infection. But at the 2-week mark, I noticed my vision improved to the point where I no longer had to wear glasses.
Oh.
I also noticed that severe leg cramps I'd had since I was 6 years old just stopped happening.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had one since. So the body decides what order it wants to treat things and go to work. But all of the research that has been done points to the fact that nearly anything, regardless of how severe it is or what it is or how unique it is, that when that endocannabinoid system is functioning properly, you will get desired results.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great educational website on CBD, and it's the research and benefits called echoconnection.org. That's echoconnection.org. And that is just a nonprofit informational site where anyone can go on there and just learn more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting because, you know, it's smarter than we are.
Very, very much so.
Then, Robin, would you tell us about services or products and if you have a website and how listeners can reach you?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I tell you, when I was experimenting with the CBD, like I said, I had no clue what to do. And my friends had just gotten involved with Canaway CBD. And so they just gave me some of theirs because I was pretty much at the end of my days. I was that bad off.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just gave me some. And when they gave it to me and I had the results that I had, then I began to be doing a lot more research and discovered that with the Canaway brand of CBD, it's grown in Europe. That is a requirement in order to be legal at the federal level here in the United States. It must be grown in Europe. So the area that it's grown in is very pristine. They don't even have to water it. It gets watered by rainwater. The air pollution is non-existent. So that hemp plant is not absorbing those toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to that, once they extract that oil, they use a CO2 extraction. There's actually three different ways to extract CBD: alcohol, butane, and CO2. Obviously, the alcohol and the butane are the least expensive, but, of course, they're going to be leaving behind they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to that, what they do is they do independent lab testing three different times along the process so that you can be guaranteed that every single bottle, every single serving that you take is free of all those nasty contaminants we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, that each serving that you take, you know exactly how much CBD you're getting,
mm-hmm.
so that you can get yourself on your own routine and start feeding that endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
So with Cannaway, I do have my own website. It is very simply CBDWillChangeYourLife.com. And that is a site where you can get more information. As you can tell, the biggest thing that we do is educate people, because we want people to understand why they need CBD.
Mm-hmm.
It goes way beyond just trying to sell a product. I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it. I've seen my life improve. I've seen countless other people's lives improve. And there's nothing more exciting to me than getting a phone call from someone who has tried the product for the first time, and they were skeptical at first, and then they call me and they say, "You won't believe it." And I said, "I'll believe it, but tell me anyway."
Mm-hmm.
So it's truly more than a product or a business. This is something that has become our life. My husband and I are doing this full time, and we're sharing it with anyone who will listen, because we know that getting this word out is really important. Not everyone is going to be ready to receive this message, but we have an obligation to at least share this information with them.
Mm-hmm. And would you then give us the website again?
Absolutely. It is CBDWillChangeYourLife.com.
Great. Good. And so, Robin, do you actually have a product to sell?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the CBD hemp oil. We actually have 29 different products currently, but they all contain CBD in them. So we have the internal products that people can take. We do have full spectrum CBD oil in the majority of our products, which means you are getting all of those cannabinoids. But we also do have options for the pure, which has a CBD isolate, because there are always those people who, for whatever reason, are not able to or don't wish to ingest the THC. So mm-hmm. we have both available.
Mm-hmm.
We actually even have a hemp vape. That one is our THC-free version as well.
Mm-hmm.
Vaporizing CBD is a wonderful delivery mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
People who have things like any type of a breathing challenge, or anything like stress-related, or depression, anxiety, PTSD, when they vape the CBD, they're reporting that they have almost instantaneous results.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great delivery method. Even for people who don't have those issues, to vape CBD, you're getting additional benefits directly up into the brain area, which is pretty amazing. Just one of the things about CBD is that it creates like a separate helmet around the brain, protecting us from injuries and head traumas. But we do have also a complete skincare line, because obviously we all know that our skin is our largest organ. So why do we eat healthy organic foods and put in great CBD supplements if we're going to be putting toxic chemicals and perfumes on our skin?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the skincare line allows you to get CBD topically, as well as a blend of herbs we have. They are called Bibong herbs, which is just means secret. It's a secret blend of Asian herbs that have many benefits in and of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
One product specifically that I want to talk about is our therapeutic soap. That is something that you pour into a bath and you soak approximately 40 minutes, and it pulls heavy metals and toxins out of your body.
Oh.
And that is a great way to speed up healing.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, I actually did about 5 of those in my first week.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was a big reason why I had great rapid healing. And Dr. Titus, who is CEO of Medical Marijuana Inc., which is our parent company, and he's also like the world-renowned expert on all things CBD,
mm-hmm.
he has said that using that therapeutic soap by people who have gone through things like chemotherapy or recently been vaccinated, that that's a great way to help pull toxins out of the body to help
Wonderful.
Those people recover.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, Robin, are these products available to anyone in the United States or just the states where it's legal?
Currently, we're able to sell and distribute anywhere within the United States. Simply order online on the website, and the product gets shipped directly to your home.
Mm-hmm.
We will be expanding to Europe, Canada, and Mexico at the end of this year. And then eventually we will be a global company. Everywhere on the planet is where people need CBD. So we're going to keep growing until we achieve that.
Great. Good. Well, this is wonderful, Robin, and I appreciate it so very much. And I know it will be useful to a lot of people to know that they do have access to this.
Wonderful.
Great. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope some of the information was useful to you, and I invite you to my two websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all previous shows under the blog for the last 10 years. I also invite you to my Cancer Foundation website, holisticcancerfoundation.com. I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.